Hey, folks. Welcome to the Tables Podcast. This is, I hope, the last of the need to re-record these after-the-fact podcasts that have been kind of running for a couple of weeks here. In this particular gathering of the table, we wanted to hear from someone who'd been deeply involved in a summer initiative that the table was a part of as a community that we supported. And that initiative was called Slam Camp, Summer Literacy and More. It was a day camp, summer day camp that that a bunch of folks ran in the core of Winnipeg, and it was a camp that was meant for providing opportunities for kids, junior, senior high age kids, in particular, who are new to Canada, to continue to work on their literacy skills. The research is really super clear on this, that if we don't use something that's new to us, it tends to really lose ground in terms of our ability to be fluent with it in the case of language or skillful. And we have to work very hard to regain that ground if we take a long break. But if we continue to have inputs in the area where we're learning and growing, our speed, the learning curve can just keep ramping up. And it can really be amazing how much more effective our learning is. And so one of the things, and that plus the fact that in the core of Winnipeg, where a lot of the communities that are new to Canada that come to Winnipeg spend the first couple of years, there's just not that much to do that's good. And so we got a bunch of kids who are beginning to learn language and culture of the country they find themselves in, and motivated to do that. And then they get this humongous kind of break from all that in the summer and come back to school in the fall, and they're really struggling. And they also spend the summer kind of rattling around the core of Winnipeg, you know, wondering what sort of good thing they might do when it's not easy to find someone who's end up doing things that aren't that great. So a bunch of motivation behind this. And so several weeks of this camp ran this summer, and the table provided the kind of umbrella organizational support and some community support for this initiative as well, some volunteers and some leadership. And it was a really great experience. Kareen Plett led that particular initiative, and so she was our guest at the table this particular morning. I'm not going to include what she had to share because it involved a lot of photographs that illustrated the stories she was telling, and probably wouldn't make all that much sense without them, but wanted you to be aware that that's where we were headed. By way of setting that up in the morning, we did a couple of things together. One was we worked hard to kind of change spaces together, something that we've begun to do as part of our community time, as part of our something that we've begun to do as part of our gatherings each week. And one of the things that I did this particular week was let us in sharing a prayer together. This is a prayer that's authored by Ted Loader from a collection of prayers that he's written called Gorillas of Grace. The prayer is called Guide Me Into an Unclenched Moment. So I'll offer that on the podcast as well, and then go on to make a couple of comments that I shared with the community before Kareen came and talked about Slam Camp. Gentle me, Holy One, into an unclenched moment, a deep breath, a letting go of heavy expectancies, of shriveling anxieties, of dead certainties, that softened by the silence, surrounded by the light, and open to the mystery, I may be found by wholeness, upheld by the unfathomable, entranced by the simple, and filled with the joy that is you. Every week, and if you visited our website, you're probably aware of this, but every week, late in the week, I send out a blurb where one of the things that I try to do in that, I mean, there's all sorts of community bits and bobs in there as well that are important. One of the things that I also try to do in there is gesture in some way toward what I'll be exploring in what we call the talky bit of our gathering. And this week in the blurb, I used the phrase rebalancing the world. Now, by way of providing a bit of a setting, both for what Corrine was going to come and talk about in her gathering, I decided I wanted to expand on that a little bit. And this is generally the content of that. First of all, I want to acknowledge that not everyone thinks the world needs rebalancing. There are plenty of people that believe that those of us that are, I would say by any global measure, incredibly wealthy, have better education and healthcare than ever in the history of humanity, that live in a place and at a time where we are not at war, that somehow we have all those things because we've either earned them or in some other way deserve them. Some of this, of course, finds its home in, you know, ideas about free enterprise and capitalism, as in we took the business risks, we've got the smarts. Some have their roots in ideas about governance. We chose democracy. We chose the right form of government. Some have their roots in theology or in religious ideas, as in we're being blessed by God because what we believe is the truth, those kind of frameworks. Well, whatever grid we choose, they're all ways to say that we have what we have because we ought to. And from that perspective, you could say that the world is behaving just the way that it should. The haves are who they should be, and the same is true for the have-nots. No rebalancing required, even if it's a bit tough to be a have-not. But if you don't hold that perspective, I personally don't, then a quick glance around at the world suggests that some things are just out of whack. Wealth is not even remotely evenly distributed, not only between countries but within them. Access to education and healthcare, although it's improving globally every year, is also not equitable, not only between countries, but again, within them, including within our own country. Gender equity is, never mind equity, gender equality is on a good day an uneven thing. On a less good day, it's a train wreck. Those are representative categories. That list could keep going, of course. From those kinds of perspectives, the world, you could say, could use some rebalancing. Now, whose gig is that? Is that the UN's job? Is that the World Health Organization's job? Is that the job of the NGOs of the world? Is that the job of our government? Perhaps. And all of those, for instances, are ultimately all made up of people, so maybe it's just as fair to say that the rebalancing is the world of the world is the work of those that make worlds of the things around them. And that would be, you know, all of us. There are so many places we could go from this point in exploring the question of not only whose work that rebalancing is, but what it might look like. But for today, as we get ready to listen to Corrine describe something that the table is involved in that I think makes a contribution to that task, I want to show you what I think is a revealing list. And I mean, I don't put up a lot of lists here, but I find this one quite fascinating. The question of inequality and inequity is, of course, a very old one. Wisdom traditions and religious traditions have wrestled with it as long as those things have been around. And here's one of the most remarkable things about all that wrestling. It's consistently arrived at incredibly similar conclusions, regardless of what tradition or narrative is providing the framework for the question. If we want to be part of rebalancing the world, for instance, here's what Hinduism says we should do. Quote, "This is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what would cause pain if done to you," a core Hindu idea about rebalancing the world. Here's what the Baha'i faith would offer into that. "Ascribe not to any soul that which thou wouldst not have ascribed to thee." Islam that which you want for yourself. Seek for mankind. Buddhism. Hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Confucianism. Do not impose on others what you do not yourself desire. Judaism. Love your neighbor as yourself. Christianity. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. Taoism. Regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. Sikhism. Never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself. Zoroastrianism. Whatever is disagreeable to yourself, do not do unto others. Isn't that interesting? Very different systems of belief in so many ways, often postured as though they were opponents of one another, combatants. All this very significant common ground when it comes to the question of how do we keep the world in balance, or if it's out of whack, how do we work at rebalancing it? Well, as I touched on earlier, this past year, the table as an organization had a chance to become partners with some initiatives that are located only a couple blocks from where we gather. I like that we gather in this part of the city, but it's always bothered me that we don't really give back to it in any collective way, except, you know, by paying rent. That, to me, feels out of balance. And so when this opportunity came along, I was excited about it, and I'm grateful that the table's leadership team was as well. And just so you have some idea of the culture of the place, we would not have proceeded with this otherwise, because it's a fair bit of work, particularly as regards keeping tabs on the separate funds that the volunteers and leaders of those initiatives raised to support what they do. I've talked about this here on several occasions, but I know I've only scratched the surface of trying to explain what this is, and along the way, I've also managed to cause some confusion by calling Slam Camp by more than one name, because it does have more than one name, and so on. So anyway, what we did for the balance of our time together at the table in this particular morning was have Corrine Plett, who led the Slam Camp team, and so knows this story from the inside and is deeply passionate about it, come and put some faces and stories around this particular initiative. And that was a wonderful time together. If you want to know more about Slam Camp, when you listen to this podcast, you can contact me by email. My email address is on the website, but if you're just listening to this and you're nowhere near a website, tim@thetablewinnipeg.com. You can contact me and I can put you in touch with the people from Slam Camp and you can learn more about it. We hope to continue to run that in the summers, and so maybe this will be the catalyst for you to become part of that team and help that fascinating group of kids that gathered for a month this summer continue to both increase their literacy and their skills around literacy, but also to just enjoy one another and to play together and to learn musical skills together and to do sports stuff together and all the other good things that went with that summer camp experience. So there you go. You won't get to hear Corrine talk about it, which is too bad, but if you want to know more, I can help you get in touch with her. Peace, everyone.